7. The Pavilion. When we climb the last few steps to access the pavilion, at the top of the roof where the stairs end, we can see a medallion in red tones with the year when construction was completed, 1604, and the monogram of Jesus, IHS, next to a Christian cross. This cross begins from the horizontal bar of the H and forms a small mound symbolizing Mount Calvary. On the rooftop there is a pavilion with three columns and a wooden and tiled roof which was completed in 1605. Housed here are the bells connected to the clock, which are not used for the chiming that will be explained later. The pavilion protects the clock bell, whose name is Tafel. It is known by this name because it is dedicated to San Cristofol, in English, St. Christopher. This is the oldest and largest of all the bells and was made by Bernabe Garcia in 1604. Two others were also placed here to mark the quarter hours, a larger one called Anna and a smaller one called Jedo. Every corner of the roof is topped with gargoyles which depict the heads of owls, dogs, lions and harpies, mythological beings with the face of a woman and the body of a bird of prey. Of the eight gargoyles, only two, those on the clock face, fulfill their function as a drain, while the rest are merely decorative. On the floor there is a series of stone plugs that cover some gaps that facilitate the use of steel cables to move the bells in the lower room and conduct maintenance on them. Let's take a look at what we can see from where we are now. We will see that there is an excellent view of the surrounding area as long as weather permits. That's because El Fadri is also a watchtower, which would have been especially useful in the days where there were few high buildings. Finally, before heading up to the pavilion, let's hear about the significance of the ringing of bells and what they actually sound like.